This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Brandon asking for his insight on the things you can get to work on now to better prepare for your financial future. BowenWealth.com is where you can go to start the conversation with Brandon about your retirement savings and investments. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there or again, visit us at BowenWealth.com. All right. So in retirement, the expression in life is cash is king, right? It's like, forget that. Mm-hmm. In retirement, you got to think income is king.
Yes, yes.
And goals, obviously, every day at Bowen Wealth is to help people plan their income in retirement mm-hmm. once they leave the working world behind. So I want to bring up the A word. No, we're not going to get in trouble on the radio.
Okay.
Want to talk about annuities. Now, before you switch off, because a lot of people have a lot of opinions about annuities and a lot of those thoughts are antiquated. And we want to talk about that because when it comes to any financial tool, investment tool, mm-hmm. there are pros and cons to all angles. There's a pros and cons.
Everything.
There's pros and cons to cash. There's yep. pros and cons to stocks. There's pros and cons. So when it comes to the pros and cons of annuities, that's just what I want to mm-hmm. do. Like, let's get some facts out here, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. They're all tools.
They're all tools. That's yes. right. All tools in our toolbox. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, some people still shun the idea of having an annuity in their retirement portfolio. Back in the day, they used to require a lot of money up front. They had a minimal stream of guaranteed income on the backside. And a lot of that had to do with low interest rates at the time.
Yes.
But as everybody knows, interest rates are up and they have been holding steady for a while now. And it seems they're going to be. Sales, therefore, of annuities have jumped to record levels.
Yep.
So when somebody comes into the office, do they bring up annuities or do you have to explain the benefits of them? How are those conversations going right now?
Yeah, they don't bring them up. But what they do, Heather, yeah. is they come in and they go, gosh, you know, we're concerned about running out of income mm-hmm. in retirement. Mm-hmm. They start describing exactly what they do. Okay. Or they might say, we're just concerned about a market crash. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So these are things that you're describing a truck and you need to be able to tow stuff and you want, you know, some ground clearance, whatever. And I describe a truck and you're like, ooh, but I heard trucks were, you know, bad on gas mileage.
Okay. So that's my question. So when somebody comes in and say, we're looking for something with more security, but that still allows growth, mm-hmm. but we want income and we don't know what to do. And when you say, well, that's an annuity, what's the mm-hmm. reaction?
I would say it's probably 60% of the time. I've heard bad things about annuities.
Okay.
I've heard they have high fees.
Yep.
I've heard they keep my money.
Yep.
Right. I mean, those are the big that we tie up all these funds. I don't think I like annuity. And I'll say, okay, I appreciate you sharing those concerns. Well, let's talk about it. Right. Because like you just said here at the very beginning of the segment is retirement is all about income. Okay.
Yep.
So if it's all about income, it's my job to say, okay, how much income do you need in retirement from your portfolio? And once we find that number, if it's like we need, say, $50,000 from the portfolio, mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. then we've got to decide, okay, how are we going to try to fund a $50,000 drawdown, okay?
Okay.
And there's different ways. You could try to do it, but there's just more risk, right, with certain things. There's less risk with other things, okay? Mm-hmm. So you might think, okay, well, let's allocate a certain number here, a certain amount of money there, a certain amount of money to that third place, you know, but all designing for that income plan, okay? Mm-hmm. So what we've got to look at is I want to almost shine a spotlight on your no risk or your low risk money, okay?
Okay.
So typically what I would see, especially if you're in some target date fund at work or something, or some Vanguard, Fidelity, Schwab, 2030 fund, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
What that means is it's going to have just some generic allocations, mutual funds in there, ETFs maybe, but it'll be like let's just say a 60-40 model, maybe 60% in equities, US international, and then 40% in bonds. Or you might be in something that's flip-flop, you know, 40% high, 60% low risk. Okay.
Okay.
So what I want to do is then take, let's pull out those bond funds that they have you in. Okay. And typically what we might find is something like, you know, BND, that's Vanguard's bond fund.
Okay.
AGG, BOND. These are all these tickers.
I know.
Yeah. They've got probably about 95 to 100 billion dollars in each one of those things. So there's like 300 billion just in those three tickers that I just mentioned there. Okay.
Yeah.
So big time cash, big time money is in those funds, right? So that's, it might be in your portfolio. You don't even know it. Okay.
Okay.
So you might be holding this stuff here. And so if we go look at that, you can go to their websites and look at, okay, let's the last 10 year performance, it's right at about 1 to 1.5%. Okay. For the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Not so then, good. Gosh. And then, you know, I would say if it says 1%, well, then that 1% might be getting eaten up by your advisor fee that you're paying someone to put in there. Or if it's in a 401k, there are plenty of hidden fees eating up, you know, maybe that 1% there. Okay.
Got it.
Then you might have, say, an average dividend or a coupon coming out of there of about 3%. But, you know, but if, especially if that's in a non-qualified account, then that's your dividends and interest are going to be affected by taxes that you're going to have to pay on that stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So you've got like fees, taxes, all of that eating up to where basically, let's just call it zero. Let's just say that your bond funds are averaging a zero. Now, if you were to look at the last 2 years, they're down about 16 to 18%.
Right.
It's crazy. So,
right.
All that to say is I bet a huge percentage of your portfolio, you listening, I bet a huge percentage of it is lazy and increasing your tax liability. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we could pull out those funds and switch to something that is averaging 7% per year with no risk and no fees?
I mean, sounds a lot better.
But wait a minute, Brandon, you know, averaging 7% with no risk and no fees. What is that? And I say that's the new and improved fixed index annuities. You go, but I heard they're bad. Right. I mean, that's what I hear a lot of times. It's like, okay, but when I tell them what it is, sometimes it's like, but I don't know. I've always heard that sounds amazing. What you just said, that's exactly what I would love to have, but I've heard annuities were bad. Right.
Okay.
So that's what we've got to talk about is that they have improved. Okay. This and this current climate in the annuity space is the result of high interest rates. Okay. Thank you, Jerome Powell.
Right.
The Federal Reserve. This is a result of high interest rates in good old capitalism, I would say, because these insurance companies are sitting there. They used to have to operate on ultra low interest rates at, like, you know, 10-year bonds and 10-year treasuries at 1%.
Yeah.
But right now they're at 4 and 5%. Okay.
Okay.
They're able to make 5 times the money off your money right now. Okay. So they're able to make a lot of money. So that's why I say capitalism, is because all these insurance companies, they're trying to put together and put out there to the marketplace amazing products. Okay. And so they want your business. And they're making a killing on your money. So they're saying, hey, well, you know, in the back rooms, they're saying, okay, we can actually make this much on here on their money. So let's offer them some really nice growth potential or some massively high payout percentages. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what you want to look at. I mean, it's like the same thing. How many of you listening, how many of you back in like 2020, 2021, how many of you had a 6% mortgage or even higher, and then you either moved or refinanced? Back then, right?
Because the interest rates were so low. Yeah.
Because the interest rate, when those rates were so low at 2.5 and 3, mine's below 3%, right? I didn't move. I just refinanced.
Right.
Most everybody listening was like looking at that and hearing commercials and going like, gosh, I can refinance this. We're just taking advantage of those low interest rates at that time, right?
So it's the same kind of idea, is that now the interest rates are higher. Look for the opportunities is what I hear you saying. Like, look, okay, so when interest rates were low, you refinance your mortgage. Interest rates are high, so find where to put your money to take advantage of those interest rates. And right now, things like annuities are providing us opportunities.
That's right. So again, if we needed, say, $50,000 from your portfolio, whereas before we might have had to put a lot more money into an annuity to provide that $50,000, now what if we only have to put half that amount into the annuity, and they're going to give you that $50,000 guaranteed for the rest of your life.
So, okay. So that's what I was just going to ask. So what happens? Somebody's going to say to you, okay, so if I get a 7% right now on an annuity, well, what happens when the interest rates come back down? Is that insurance company going to come back and say, we're cutting your annuity, or no? You're locked in.
Great question. So what they can, they can change how much you might potentially make each year, you know, based on the market. So they can change that. But what they can't change is that guaranteed income stream.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
So if we go there and we strike a deal right now and we lock them in. Okay. So as much as they, you might feel like they lock you up, I would say we also lock them
again. The situation currently is the opportunity. Take advantage of the current climate.
Current climate. And you've probably heard the news where they talk about, you know, we're expecting rates to be cut later this year, right? With Powell and the Federal Reserve, they're saying they might potentially start cutting later this year. I don't know about that. But as soon as they do feel like rate cuts are coming, these offers at insurance companies, these annuities are going to get less attractive.
Got it.
Okay. Because the insurance.
To find another opportunity.
That's right.
But right now.
Because that 10-year bond, the 10-year treasury is, you know, is super, super high. The highest I've seen in my, you know, 15 years here, right? So we need to kind of, we need to lock in that income stream. And now hear me out. I'm not saying let's put all of your money in there.
Got it. Yep.
Right. I'm saying an appropriate percentage. Yep. I'm a fiduciary. So we have to do what's in your best interest. I even had some of my most recent clients came in, work at Boeing and retired. And they were in a, you know, kind of a 40-60 model. So they had 60% of their money was like killing them, was doing nothing, right? Low performance, paying those fees. And so what we did is we took some of that low risk money and we went over and allocated it to an ultra high income annuity. Okay.
Got it.
And so now instead of stocks and bonds, they've got it more appropriately positioned for a purpose. And we're using stocks and a fixed indexed annuity.
Got it.
Okay. Yep. That is like our bond replacement strategy because bonds have been struggling for 10 years now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's what you've got to do. And so what I want to provide and make available right now is a complimentary second opinion. Okay. That's where we're going to take a look at all of your portfolio, but focus in on those low risk stuff. Let's take a look at that and see if it could be performing a little bit better potentially. So if this sounds like you and you know that you need a second opinion on your portfolio, head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on the contact tab so we can begin a conversation with you right now.
Don't forget, you can also click on the links that we have posted in the show notes, and those will take you directly to our website or, again, visit us anytime at bowenwealth.com.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.